Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I can hear you too.
Okay.
Jimmy can't hear you.
Yeah, I can't hear Jimmy either.
You think by week 35 of the pandemic, you would have this down.
This is JD's podcast. JD's Rubber Boots podcast. We're going to sit and relax and tell you all sorts of stories. Talk about life and little sports. You know we're going to play some games. And if nothing else, you know we're going to have a laugh.
This is the latest we've ever been into summer to do a podcast. Stoff, can you play Steal My Sunshine by Len?
Absolutely.
Which we've talked about before on this pod because it is, to me, it is the song of summer.
I know it's not for me.
Steal My Sunshine.
That one, right?
Yeah, you got it, buddy. That is the song of summertime. Hold on, I have to hand off my wounded dog, which I'll get to a little bit later on in the podcast, to my beautiful wife, Brooksy.
Brooksy!
Orthodontist.
Say hi to Brooksy. If
not Steal My Sunshine by Len, then, and if you're, you know, we have a lot of young college-age viewers, you have to download Steal My Sunshine by Len because it is the ultimate summer theme. And if not, then it would have to be Summer Girls by, what is it, LFO Puffy? We've talked about that one before.
LFO, yeah.
I'm gonna listen, this is not racial. But I'm going to have to put a vote in for Summertime by...
Yes.
But
Summertime.
Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince, baby. That's it.
Do you know I watched Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for like two seasons before I figured out that that was Jazzy Jeff.
Seriously?
Yeah. I was watching with my buddy. I'm like, who's this guy? He's like, that's Jeff, you idiot. That's DJ freaking Jazzy Jeff.
Actually, pretty cool. Oh my God, why can't I think of his name though? There's a guy, there's a character by the name of Trey, and Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle played Trey for a little bit.
Don Cheadle is in Fresh Prince of
Bel-Air? Yes.
So was Don Cheadle young? He would have been like, a 20, whatever year old guy?
He was old.
He was actually older. He was 67 years old, Don Cheadle.
It was a weird plot twist for Will to have this elderly gentleman as his best friend, but it worked for a while.
What a story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Looking up while you guys were talking, never gets old, even though we've done it before here, the lyrics of Summer Girls. Because I'm always amazed when, rap lyrics have become quite nuanced and deep and heavy, but when LFO did Summer Girls, I got the feeling that they just picked any two words that rhymed and just like stuck them together. We need to get like Donald Sutherland on to read out the lyrics of Summer Girls.
Well, hold on. In season one, we had Rod Smith do the lyrics of Summer Girls.
Yeah, Rod Smith did.
That's true.
The entire thing?
I think he did a verse and a chorus, so we'll play that right now.
New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. And I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer. For the summer.
I really got to, listen to the pod from the beginning again.
Yeah, we're starting to recycle old bits.
It is true.
I don't even know, but especially when we've had 3 weeks off. Welcome back, everybody, by the way. We had a little summer sabbatical. We actually usually take a 2-month and change summer sabbatical, but because we love you and because of the COVID crisis, we decided to come back and do a midsummer episode for you. Yeah, I don't know what we did like a week before. And my short-term memory loss, like, you know the cognitive test that Trump aced?
Yeah.
I might be able to identify the elephant, but, and then you ask me 5 minutes later which animal I identified, I'm going to say a rhino. Because I don't remember anything anymore. Puffy, by the way, seems to be like walking aerobic activity while he's doing this pod.
Yeah.
I'm rollerblading with the kids.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
I feel like I'm working out.
You're really rollerblading?
Yeah.
Pan down. I want to see you. Look at you. Oh,
nice ankles.
Yeah, look at that.
There's the kids.
Oh, you guys, was that like the local school or is that an official rollerblade rink we have in?
It's kind of there's a rink right here. Mm-hmm. And then this is like the skating pad right next to it.
I will say this is the most production video-wise we've had on the podcast ever.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is the one that has to be on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Maybe TSN3.
How's everybody doing?
Not too bad.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen all y'all. Yeah. If I ask you what's been going on and all of you say nothing, then we're not going to do any more on the podcast.
Listen, before I know we're not into the shout-out section of this podcast yet, but I got a shout-out.
You kind of make the shout-out section wherever you want it to be.
Well, I guess I'm doing it now. I happen to be in contact with a gentleman out in Calgary, Mohit. I hope I'm saying your name right, but he works for National Captioning Services out of Calgary, and he said to me last week when I was doing some work with him back and forth, he said, by the way, I love you on the pod.
Nice.
Wow.
So I promised him that I would shout out, and he actually asked me if we'd be doing one soon. I thought we'd be doing one this week, so here we are.
Well, thanks for listening. Could he close caption the porn for us? Wasn't that what we were trying to get to? See, I remember.
That's what I thought you were going to tell us.
That's where I thought you were going with this, Lester.
You know what? I forgot all about that. Actually.
That's the only thing we remembered.
Exactly. Call him back or tell him to write us if he's really a true listener of the pod and see if we can get some insight onto closed captioning of porn.
Yes, right? Okay, done.
All right.
We'll make that happen. We can have him on.
Everything. Your boys have the golf bug, I understand.
Yes. It's full on, Jimmy. We're golfing constantly now. We're playing video game golf. That's why we're actually out here right now. My lovely wife, Tanya, banned us from the house. Because all we're doing is playing video game golf.
Oh my God.
There's nothing wrong. Well, one of the original video game golfs back in like the early 90s, I was addicted to and would play at work. And you might know better than me, Puffer Stoff, because I'm not a video game guy, but it was like one of the very first golfs. You had to hold like the button down on your keyboard to swing it back and then hold it down to swing forward. And
I can't remember what the game was called, but I remember playing it.
I believe it was Pong. Pong was the game.
Classic.
Hey, speaking of golf, Jimmy, one of our colleagues is pretty upset with you. Do you know who it is? Could be anybody, I guess.
Carlo?
Carlo, you are correct.
Yeah. Well, Carlo keeps trying to... You see, I played Carlo twice last year and just utterly demolished him, like by 20 strokes. And so he's been working on his game a lot this year and trying to fight for a rematch. And I think quietly he was disappointed that he wasn't my choice in the match, which, by the way, was a debacle. I guess we haven't done a podcast since that happened.
I didn't want to remind you of that, but yeah. That was the last pod we did, I believe, was right before the quote-unquote showdown.
All right, yes. Quick recap. And, I mean, Puffy was there, so maybe he can give a more neutralized version. Jimmy was good, pretty solid for about 10 holes, completely
Jimmy
crumpled on the back.
Good. Jimmy was spectacular coming out of the gate.
Yeah.
Do you think what happened on the course had anything to do with you jinxing yourself after 9 holes with that little on-course interview you did?
Well, you know, that interview was actually the second before I put a ball sideways into the woods, which ended up being the TSN turning point copyright for the match. That changed everything because we were up by 5 and I was getting cocky. And yeah, Adam Stanley was there. He's a golf writer and reporter. And he did like about a 10-minute interview with me. And by the time I got up to O's ball, I was all cold again. And it all went south. But no excuses. I sucked down the stretch. But, you know, a lot of people said I choked. And that's probably part of it. But the truth is, I can do that any round. That's just my whole game is that I'm good for 12 holes, garbage for 6 holes. Puffy's seen that before.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't have enough talent to say I choked. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
That's somewhat fair. But the thing is, like, your partner is a very good golfer.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not cover himself in glory coming down the stretch either.
Well, I've taken full blame for this and full ridicule. And, you know, I've heard it from Jerry D. But that is the unspoken truth of that thing, that my partner wasn't exactly golden in the clutch moments at the end, was he, Puff?
No, he was from 60 yards in, where that's really the true separator between, you know, your 12 handicap and your 2 handicap.
Right.
And he did not exactly have that card, those clubs dialed in.
I will say this, though. I don't want to bore people with, I know a lot of our listeners aren't necessarily golf fans, so I won't bore you with all the details. But here is one example of, I don't know if the word is choking, but sort of panicking. So, and I will try not to get into too many golfish details, but on the 17th hole, the match was even. And Owen made a great drive. I completely like topped my drive nowhere. And Jerry had hit a good shot. So they were about 10 feet away for birdie, which would have put them, so we needed a birdie probably to stay tied to go to 18. O hits a great drive. We are 70 yards from the green in the middle of the fairway with really no trouble anywhere, right? No. It's the green right in front of you. About as easy a shot as you can get. Yeah. We're playing best ball for the last six holes. Best ball means both players shoot and you just take the best one. Scramble. So O, to Puffy's previous point, hits it like right off the, he basically blades it and it goes like 50 yards over the green. Just a horrible shot. So now the pressure is definitely on Jimmy. So I have a stock shot that I hit from 70 yards, which is kind of like a 56 degree half swing, open up the face, and I hit a nice little shot. So my son, the night before, Jared, who's now addicted to golf, he says to me, "Hey, Dad, I was watching this Mickelson video. And he was showing how to do it. So he's showing me this Mickelson video, which basically shows two pitch shots, high or low." I had literally never tried it before. Never. And in the panic of the moment, I'm like, I'm going to try this Mickelson thing that Jared showed me. I'd never even tried it in practice before. And it was like putting the ball way back in your stance and going way forward. And I completely chunked it about 10 yards. So there's the panic that runs through a brain. Like, I just didn't think straight. Wow. And ended up screwing it up. But anyway, it was much fun. We raised a lot of money for charity. Jerry D was just relentless. Puffy, can you attest to this?
The whole time.
Like 4 hours straight before every one of my shots.
And O-Dog said about 9 words the whole day.
Well, and that's what Jerry, so we had a beer afterwards. O left, of course. So Kyle Dubas, the general manager of the Leafs, was the other guy. Dubas and I and Jerry had a beer afterwards. And Jerry said, my intention was to chirp O the entire time, but he never said anything. And all he was polite. And so if you're a comedian, you can't do anything. And Jimmy, of course, is, you know, Puffy's there trying to make good television. And so I'm trying to give Puffy good sound bites. So I had to shoot back at Jerry. And so Jerry was just all over me, particularly when I hit that one sideways into the woods. And then I opened up the door for him. And so anyway, very entertaining, very good day.
He's a pretty solid player. He's pretty good.
He was, you know what? The last 12 holes or so, he just didn't miss. So,
Dubas hit the big putt.
Dubas, you know, super guy, by the way. First time I'd spent real time with him besides interviewing him. Could not have been a nicer, more gentleman. He struggled most of the day, but he hit a big putt when the thing was on the line, right, Puff?
You could tell that he's a guy who played golf.
Right.
Growing up or whatever, he could see that he had a good swing, but he just obviously isn't playing, which is a good thing. You don't want your general manager to be a scratch golfer.
No, that would be wrong. I take full responsibility because O-Dog will rip me forever and he'll tend to forget all his chunky chips at the end. But thank you for bringing that up, Puffy. That was the match. I better get into the chaos. I think in one of the last pods, maybe when I got the puppy, we started talking about Puffy's chaos theory, that every decision that Jimmy makes in life is the more chaotic one, the one that will cause more issues in his life, and also the more expensive one. That's Puffy's chaos theory. You can look it up. It's in a lot of medical textbooks.
Medical journals, yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. I got to shut this door.
Uh-oh.
Well, time to steal that background.
hence, we made the decision to get the puppy.
You kept the puppy.
The puppy was great. Everything was, I know, he's peeing all over the floor. I told you guys it was madness. It takes a dark turn, which you guys are aware of because I sent you a text 2 weeks ago almost. So I have a fat dog, Willow. I have a blind dog, Buddha, and I have the puppy. So Buddha is completely blind. And he jumps off the couch and the puppy's on the floor and lands on top of the puppy in a very awkward position. And the puppy just screamed and yelped. The sound is horrific in my ear. I was pretty sure the puppy had broken his leg. Rushed the puppy to the hospital. The veterinary hospital. They say it doesn't look like it's broken, so just rest him for a week. So for a week, you know how hard it is to rest a puppy? You can't let him walk. He became a merce, my merce. I had to carry him. Either me or Brooksy were carrying him all day long, except to put him down to pee.
Wow.
An appendix to me. So then we go, but he's not getting better, right? We put him down a couple times to see if he can walk. A week later, not getting better. Go back to the vet, more x-rays. Oh, yeah, it is broken. We missed it. His leg is broken.
Oh my God.
You need surgery right away. So we call around. We find a really good surgeon in Toronto, rush in to see the surgeon the next day. Surgeon goes, looks at the x-rays, examines the puppy. I can't operate. It's too late. Because in a 12-week-old puppy, if you have like 9 days of healing, if you translate that to us, that's like 2 years. Like puppy breaks his arm, that's like 2 years without doing anything. And so we couldn't operate. And so now I said, well, what are you going to do? Am I going to have a hobbled puppy his entire life? He says, no, you know, he's so young that maybe he should come back. I'm pretty confident that he's going to heal and he'll get over it and he shouldn't even have a limp. Well, now another week has gone by and the puppy he can't put any weight on the leg. It's the most tragic, saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. So now I've got a blind dog, a fat dog, and a broken dog.
Oh, wow. Well,
like, Jimmy, I don't like how this is going to end.
No, we're not. No. We're not shooting the puppy. It's not Old Yeller.
This feels like poor situation.
No, you don't put down puppies.
That's awful. Hold on. So you took him the first time to the Emerge there, and they took x-rays, and they just missed that the leg was broken?
Correct. It wasn't Emerge, though. It was just our regular vet.
Wow.
So, and now, I'm not going to name the vet or anything. You know, they've been very, very conscientious in follow-ups, which means to me, I think they know that they screwed up.
Oh, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
But I don't know. You can't sue for malpractice for a puppy, can you?
Yes, sure, you can.
You can, because it's costing you money.
Absolutely, yeah. You can.
You know, they should probably cover a bit of the follow-up costs, at least.
Well, not only that, so I get in there, and the surgeon's like, I can't operate on the leg. So that was going to be $3,000, but when I was ready to pay, obviously, the puppy. But he does have a nostril issue I'm going to have to operate on, so that'll be $2,600.
And woo!
Come back.
nostril issue. Yikes.
You got a deviated septum? What is it?
No, it's sort of like that. The smush-faced dogs like Frenchies have sometimes some breathing issues, and he says in this particular dog... it's just to prevent more problems breathing later in life. And I'm just like,
oh, Jimmy, geez. There might not be a later in life. He's already got a bum wheel. Do not get the nostril fixed. Fine.
I'm worried they're going to have to cut off his leg and be one of those three-legged puppies you see, like where they have that funky wheelchair attached to them or something.
Wow.
I'm sure will cost you $3,000.
So just... Look it, just to go over the cost of my dogs, the Boston wasn't that expensive a dog, and I kind of got him from, I think, I was very naive back then. I think I found a breeder on Kijiji and got one of those dogs that was like, yeah, you gotta, if you're gonna get a dog from a breeder, and I fully encourage people to rescue dogs, you know, make sure, if you want to get a dog from a breeder, and I understand that people want non-shedding dogs and such, make sure it's a good breeder. We happen with our Frenchie, really good breeder. But the Boston, he had to get something. He had something called the elongated palate. So that was $2,500 surgery. And
Jimmy,
then he went,
these doctors are making up words on you. These things don't exist.
It honestly sounds like when I take my car to the mechanic. They're like, oh, you got a, you know, the transfusion blue. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That's a $1,500.
Okay.
I'll tell you right now, your door sensor, there's a big problem with the door sensor. Don't do it. You gotta get this fixed. You can't see there's a bend in the door.
Can't let you drive out of
you
here.
You can't do it. It's very dangerous. It's a very dangerous situation. I can't tell you. I can't do anything about it right now. I got to do something about it. I can't be responsible what's going to happen if you drive out on the street with this car. We'll take that.
So then the Boston Buddha, same one that had the elongated palate. He goes blind. So this is our only dog at the time. So we gotta fix the dog. So we go down, is there an eye surgeon? There's one eye surgeon, in, I think, in Toronto for the dogs. And she's like, well, it's about pretty much 70-30 that I can get this dog his sight back. But $5,000.
Oh, what the hell?
So we had that surgery. We got to do it. It's your loved one. It's like your child. 3 months later, dog even blinder. Call the surgeon back. Yeah, that's 70-30. It hit hard on the 30. He's like, yeah, that's a tough break. That's a tough break, but thank you for your business.
Oh, jeez.
No more. No more.
Okay, but I got it. Like, I got a little puppy. You know how, sorry, you know how cute he is. I can't, like, I got to take care of this dog. I feel like it's my fault, and Brooksy feels guilty that we, you know, we weren't taking care of it, and that's why Buddha jumped off the couch, and there's all this parental guilt, and just all crumbling around
me. Yeah, seriously, what were you guys doing letting your dogs just jump on each other? What are you running over there?
No, dogs, that's what dogs, they do. They play. It's, I don't know.
You know when they don't do that, James? When you have only one of them.
I know, buddy. So if there's any good dog malpractice lawyers out there, I'm not asking for pod sponsorship this time. I'm asking for direct help. You can write us at the at Rubber Boots Pod. Speaking of our sponsors, thanks again to our support this year from MyDrinkCoffee.com. Had a great talk with Slavik a couple of weeks ago. Slavik currently right now with his family on vacation in Banff. Hope the Slavik family's having a good time. They decided to get away and take a flight and take that risk, and good for them. iDrinkCoffee.com business is doing great, and thanks again to the Waimara. Turks and Caicos opening up this week again.
Nice.
Finally, after it's been shut down basically since the crisis started.
When are you going, Jimmy?
Huh?
You asked the wrong question. When are we going? That's what the question should be.
I would probably be on a plane there now, except the whole like quarantine for 2 weeks when you get back probably doesn't work well with the Stanley Cup playoffs resuming in a week.
That's a good point. Good point. I don't know how you guys feel about that. I'm really hoping they kind of do reduce that a little bit. I would love to see a 7-day quarantine, because not to say that, you know, it's going to be easy for anybody, and you're still taking a chance, but at the same time, it's really stopping a lot of people from going places, you know?
But that's the point, I think, right?
Until
we had a little spike again the last few days. I get what you're saying, Lester. It's frustrating when we, you know, we lost our Cabot trip. We would have done the Cabot pod by now, but they had a 14-day quarantine if you were to travel to Nova Scotia, so I couldn't convince Brooksy that I needed to stay in a hotel for 14 days to go play golf for 2.5. I wasn't going to buy that one.
See, you would have had that money if you didn't have to spend all that money on those dogs.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying, but I'll just keep listening to the experts until we have this stupid thing figured out. We can go 1 more year or 6 more months without... I do miss my Turks, though, man, and I really miss my Cabot trip. But that's a very selfish first world problem. We're all doing okay.
Yeah, true enough.
Yeah, Cabot got number one and like number five or something.
Yeah, Cabot Cliffs, Score Golf's number one course in Canada. Cabot Links number five. Yeah, they're all very awesome. Also throw a shout out to a new course I joined, Coppinwood, out in. I now have two memberships.
What? What?
And a broken, dog.
That's why Carlo was upset with you, right?
Oh, that I didn't take him to Coppinwood. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, he's going to be more upset because
he wants to come on. He wants to come on the pod.
You know what, Lester? Tell him he can come on after we get Aki Berg on.
Is that a morning TSN radio joke?
Oh yeah.
How are you doing, Stoff? You all right?
I'm doing well. Doing well.
You have a bubble behind you. That's cute.
Wow. I'm just outside the bubble.
Hey, Stoff, he asked you how you were 30 minutes in.
Well, you know, finally we get to the important stuff.
Typical stuff. I asked Puffy 2 minutes in, asked Stoff 30 minutes in, have not asked Lester yet. How you doing, Lester?
Yeah, I'm fine, man. I'm fine. Everything's good. Everything's good.
Look at all the leather-bound books behind you. Is this a bit of a flex?
Those are actually CDs.
Oh, are they?
They're CDs, actually, yes.
My eyesight's going. I should contact that dog surgeon down there.
70-30, baby.
I'm sure he's got a deal for you.
You got quite a collection back there. You really do like music, eh?
I got a few things, yeah. Yeah.
You're definitely. Just finding it out about them?
Have you written a COVID album?
I have not written. I did write a COVID song, actually. It's called Let It Play Out. We should have played it on the pod. I don't know why we did.
Why don't you just sing a couple of bars for us?
Okay. Lockdown. Not a sound. No one around. Social isolation. Renewing my dedication to life itself. Time to sort out thoughts. Time to sort out feelings. Time to sort out. Oh, I can't remember what the
No, very good.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, the lyrics aren't as good as stayed all summer, then went back home. Macaulay Culkin wasn't home alone.
Facts.
Very, very, very good.
Actually, I'll stop. I'll shoot it to you. Maybe we can play it on the back end of the pod. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Great. Oh,
very nice. Very nice. So Stoff's hanging in there. Nicole's okay?
Yeah, she's good. She's good.
Lester, the rebounder, and the blow up doll, they're good?
Yep, it's fine. Now, the blow up doll, I had to send out for some repairs. I was too aggressive.
I didn't think that.
I'm just kidding.
Did you have to send her to the eye surgeon? 70-30?
It's lonely here.
The doll would come back and she'd see.
Oh, Lord. So we're back to work soon. I got a little I rented a cottage up in Halliburton, so I'm taking taking the wife and the children and the broken dog. We're not taking all three dogs because we figure with the amount of chaos that they create that I'll probably lose at least two of them. So only the broken dog is coming with us, little Hugo and his broken leg. And I rented I got my boat license. How about that?
Oh!
So you ever try to, you get the boat license, you have to do a course online, and you have to do all these little, it's kind of like quizzes. You go through a portion, it'll be, you know, what to bring on the boat, and then how to navigate the boat, and what lights you need on the boat, and you take a little quiz, and you have to get 80% on all the quizzes at the end, and then you have an exam, which is 50 multiple choice questions, and you have an hour and 15 minutes, but it's an open book exam, per se, right? So the questions would be like, you know, what color light do you need to have on the starboard side of the boat? And, you know, I'd taken all these notes because I went back. I was all proud of myself studying for an exam. But then I realized that the Google machine was right there. And I also realized very quickly that everybody who's ever taken this boat exam uses Google, because as soon as I started typing the words like, what color light, the exact question would come up. Therefore, 98%.
Oh, yeah.
98? Why not 100?
There is a lot of cheating boat drivers out on our waters. So be careful out there, because I no longer have any trust in any of them.
So do you have a boat now?
So, no, I rented a boat we're on Halliburton Lake. Shout out to everybody at Halliburton. Come say hi to me. Nice. I don't know where the hell my cottage is. This was literally the only cottage we could get.
It's near my parents' cottage.
In Halliburton.
They're 15 minutes away from Halliburton.
Oh, you can I go visit?
Of course, yeah. They're up there right now.
All right. So it was the only cottage I could get. The whole cottage rental market right now in Ontario, I don't know if it's the same for all our listeners in every province, is ludicrous. Like, prices in the Muskoka region are always ludicrous. They are insanely ludicrous. Like, people charging $50,000 for a month or $60,000 from
what the market will bear, right?
It's, oh yeah, it's
really unfortunate. Yeah,
that's like 60 golf nets.
that's like 12 eye surgeries. That's like two dogs for my cost. So I rented a boat, and then I had to get my boat license. So I got a boat. We're gonna cruise around the lakes for a few days. So when I come back, when we do the pod, the mid-August pod, there'll probably something will go horribly wrong, because there will be chaos once again. The dog will jump over or something, or get attacked by a large giant tuna or something. I don't think there's tuna in the Halliburton Lake. Is there, Stop?
I don't think so, but there's got to be something swimming around there.
I think it would be a bass. Maybe
I assume if you were to have your own boat, you would name it the Rubber Boots Dinghy?
Yes, of course. Scrap the logo on the side? we should do a little things that I saw on Twitter. We're up against it today because I have a little deadline of getting out of here in about 15 minutes. But let's do revisit some of our segments.
Freaky pigs, strange chicks, world affairs, polar bears, fake news, nice shoes, big boobs, jack dudes, all of these things and more as I sat on the shitter. Things that I saw on Twitter.
Things that I saw on Twitter. Usually Stoff prepares an extensive document. We've had about 4 weeks off, and he prepared nothing.
Correct.
I'm going to start because one of our faithful listeners sent in a another gold bar story. I don't know if you guys caught that. Swiss authorities searched for the person who left $191,000 of gold bars on a train. Puffy, were you in Switzerland?
Yes, I was. I just got out of quarantine.
The parcel containing the gold bars was found on the carriage of a Swiss Federal Railways train traveling from St. Gallen to Lucerne, a city in the country. Despite extensive investigations, the owner of the high-value package has not been tracked down. I'm thinking this guy, if the gold bars were legitimate, would probably have put in a claim, no?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, you would think you would swing back and pick up your parcel.
Authorities have decided to publicize their quest to find the bounty's mysterious owner. The prosecutor's office has made several inquiries about the gold. No details about the nature of the checks were being given. I think something shady's going on here, Puffy. You don't walk around with a bag of gold bars on a Swiss train, do you?
Well, unless you're handing out hypotheticals.
any dealings of gold bars is a shady transaction.
I would agree.
Absolutely.
I mean, if Puffy ever won the lottery or cashed in on one of his hypotheticals and got his $5 billion, he's already made it clear to us he would travel the world giving out gold bars to everyone, wouldn't you?
Exactly. That would be basically I'd spend my final days, which would be about 3 weeks because I would it would all go to hell. Now, I do have some lottery-winning news.
Lottery-winning news?
Ooh. Yeah. My lovely in-laws, my favorite in-laws, they won the lottery.
Shut up.
Yeah. The
Did you just find this out right now, or is this...
No, I found it like on the weekend. We won last draw.
How much?
They won the Max Millions, Max Million or whatever.
Oh, so they won $1 million?
Yeah, but there's two winners, so they got 500,000.
Oh, poor bastards.
Wait a second. These are the ones that already have the palatial estate, right?
Yeah.
Ah, once again, society, eh, Lester? Rich getting
unbelievable.
Rich.
Unbelievable.
They're in a group. It was a group win. There was 48.
Oh, my God.
So 10K?
Let me do the math on that. So 48, 500 grand.
10K?
Yeah,
so they
10K.
Got about.
They had two tickets, so 20K.
They got 20K?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
What is that? I'm not even, I'm not mad anymore. You can't even buy and maintain a dog for that.
That'd get you like a half a French bulldog.
Jimmy, if you have a 20K winning ticket, do you even go downtown to claim it?
No, I'm not going to bother. I'd burn it for an episode of the pod, you know?
Did you just drop your phone, Puff? Or did you do that on purpose?
I think he was assisting his children there. Being a good father.
This is endlessly entertaining.
I know, it's hilarious. What the hell's going on over there?
There's some beautiful trees out there where you live.
Yeah, I don't think he can hear us anymore.
No, he can't.
Got the most serious look he's ever had on his face.
There seems to be a technical issue.
Are you back?
I'm trying to put a helmet on my son.
Awesome. Shouldn't you be wearing a helmet to set a good example?
I got to film a little bit of this to add to the... put on the internet. Put the helmet on, little Austin. Hi, Austin.
Hey, guys.
Barrett, what's going on?
Hey.
These guys want to be YouTube stars.
This is a big start.
This has been the entire podcast, Puffy taking his kids rollerblading.
They're going to get at least 10 views off of the rubber boots plug.
Unless Jimmy puts some video of his dogs.
How many subscribers we had.
Millions.
I gave them the correct number.
Stoff, do you have anything else from things I saw on Twitter?
Yeah, I did have one thing here. I mean, Twitter was filled with a bunch of mask stories and stuff like that, so I figured I'd spare us from all that.
You know what? Twitter has been hasn't been a fun place for the last few weeks, mostly. It
hasn't been too great, but this one's I think this one would be funny for our listeners who are fans of Seinfeld. So I saw this tweet a while ago. Charges were filed against 9 people who allegedly smuggled loads of out-of-state beverage containers into California as part of a recycling fraud scheme. So for people who remember, this is something that Newman and Kramer tried to actually do because Michigan had larger returns on recycling.
Now, you're not talking that Michigan deposit bottle scam.
No, I'm off that.
So 9 people were arrested actually trying to execute a plan like that by bringing out-of-state recycling into California. I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. Hilarious.
I have a recommendation of an account to follow that I found called Cheating Death. The actual account is at Luckiest People. So the entire account is people avoiding death caught on camera. And it will make you feel, I don't know. It somehow makes me feel happy about my life that these people, it just shows you, like, they're just ludicrous car accidents, buses hitting guys, and, you know, people missing, walking away healthy because they missed it by a fraction of an inch. But I sat there and went down this rabbit hole for about an hour the other day, and it is, you're just not, I just can't believe how many people cheat death that is caught on video. I'm just watching right now of a Sea-Doo flying right over another Sea-Doo. Anyway, a Cheating Death at Lucky, what did I say it was? Already lost it. At Luckiest People on, nice. On the Twitter.
Wow.
Highly recommended for nonsensical entertainment. Want to do a little What You Watching?
What You Watching? Just between you and me, what you streaming on your TV? Let me see. What You Watching? Action, drama, comedy, what you streaming on your TV?
All right, here we go. What You Watching?
Catastrophe. It's on Amazon.
So that is Rob...
Rob Delaney.
Yeah, so I watched this on a plane, Puffy. There's only like two seasons, right?
No, there's four.
Ooh. Okay.
But they're short, like little 20-minute suckers, right?
They're like, yeah, like 20, 25 minutes, and it's about, I think it's about six or eight episodes a season.
I watched, I think, about two seasons on a plane, and like a year ago, very highly recommended. I think it's done now. I think it's been canceled.
Yeah, they just finished.
But he is very funny, and basically an American guy has a one-night stand with an English girl, right, Puffy?
Yeah, Irish girl.
Irish girl. She gets pregnant. He moves over there. But, yeah, I share Puffy's high recommendation for Catastrophe.
I have been watching a show called Hightown. It's actually on Crave. Big plug for our Bell Media brothers and sisters over there at Crave. But it's a show basically about a fisheries officer that gets caught up in a murder and drug dealing and the whole bit. But she's actually an alcoholic and a drug addict herself. It's quite interesting. Set in the States, and I want to say Florida. So nice. Yeah, that's good.
I've probably watched a lot in the few weeks since we've been on, but the one I'm currently into, Brooksy and I, is Yellowstone, which it came recommended to me by a couple of people, I think, on social media. And Kevin Costner plays the owner of set in modern day, like the biggest ranch in Montana. And he's got a very dysfunctional family, three dysfunctional kids. And basically, he's trying to hold on to his ranch. There's a reserve next to it. They want the land, and there's developers that want the land. And Costner's basically will do this. There's murder and shootings and fighting and a lot of cowboy stuff. Brooksy likes the cowboys, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure she does.
Oh, yeah. But very good. Two seasons in, Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. One more, unless you have one, Stoff.
So for me, I actually watched Waco, which Jimmy recommended a couple weeks ago. I thought it was very good, very well done. It definitely feels like it's kind of skewed from the, perspective of one person in particular who wrote the book about the whole thing. So I think you do kind of get that feeling throughout.
Right.
But overall, it's a good miniseries to watch, yeah.
Well done. And Brooksy, now still dating Taylor Kitsch, just for an update.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
The other one I was going to mention is actually something that's airing on TSN, but also is on Crave. It's a series called The Dark Side of the Ring. It's for wrestling fans. It's basically a documentary series about various events in wrestling. The first one they ever did, or the first one we aired, was the Montreal Screwjob involving Bret Hart and WWE. Great show. And then we've had some over the past couple of weeks following Dynamite, AEW wrestling on TSN, on TSN2 rather, featuring Bruiser Brody and the Von Erichs. But in the coming weeks, we're going to be featuring two parts on Chris Benoit. So Very interesting. They'll be very, very good. But these series are very well done. And again, you do not have to be a wrestling fan to enjoy them. They're just very, very well done. And it's cool.
Awesome, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're back at it after my little Halliburton adventure. If I survive that, we will be back in studio as soon as the playoffs start. We have a playoff preview show on July 31st. And then we will be doing SportsCenter as per usual. You'll see the panel or a version of the panel. So apparently, you know, with social distancing, we're trying to figure out how the panel works. You can't have the normal four guys at the desk. Mm-hmm. So I believe it will just be myself and one other person at the other end of the desk. You know, Bobby Mack, I think, is in for Leaf games. Pooley will be there. O-Dog will be there at some point. And then we'll have a person somewhere else in the studio. So it's going to be strange, but I'm really looking forward to being back there, you know, nightly. And it is going to be fun. Ooh. 5 or 6 hockey games a day, particularly for those first 6 or 7 days. What's up, buddy?
Hi.
Hey, how are you? You got any betting line favorites for tonight?
Any betting line favorites? Any what? Bets? Well, we're watching Blue Jays baseball.
The Pittsburgh Blue Jays. Love that.
Blue Jays. Hey, Bear, tell them you got your first in golf.
I got my first birdie.
Hey.
That is awesome, buddy.
Nice.
I still don't have one. I'm 50. So on that note, Jared, my son, who I think I've told you guys have gotten obsessed with golf this summer.
Yeah.
Has gotten ridiculously good and popped a 74 last night.
What?
Which my lowest round ever is 75, which I have a few of. But Jared at 20 has a 74, and I don't think I will ever catch him. He's driving the ball like 330 yards, skinny little jerk.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but it's fun. You know, I'm looking forward to actually going on golf trips and stuff with my son, which is going to be fantastic. Anyway, I got to run.
Oh, it's too bad.
Thank you, all you listeners, for your patience while we took a little break. Glad to see your faces again.
Glad to be seen. Likewise.
You too, buddy.
Take it easy. Stoff, love you. Lester, love you. We'll talk to you soon on the Rubber Boots Pod. Hey, let's hear Lester's song.
Yeah. Locked down, not a sound, no one around. Social isolation, renewing my dedication to life itself. Top to soul of thoughts, top to soul of feelings, top to confirm which way my life is moving in. But most of all, it's time to contemplate all this physical love we've been holding in. For now we're gonna pause the hangouts, but I really hope you're hanging in. It's a crazy situation, but this is a fight that we gotta win. Maybe you're alone or you're with family. Either way, I hope you're fine. I hope and pray that all will be alright in time. Let it play out. Ooh. Let it play out. Some of us to deal with what we're seeing, yeah. Picture to picture, living, giving people all sorts of anxieties, worries, and strain. Meet on essential services, doctors and nurses, waging war on the front lines. Risking their lives every day, but still some people complain. Well, you were called to war, you were called to stay home, so just stay home. But now we're gonna pause the hangouts, but I really hope you're hanging in. It's a crazy situation, but this is a fight we've gotta win. Maybe you're alone or you have a family. Either way, I hope you're fine. I hope and pray that all will be alright in time. But now we're gonna pause the hangouts, but I really hope you're hanging in. It's a crazy situation, but this is a fight we've gotta win. Maybe you're alone or you have a family. Either way, I hope you're fine. Let it play out. Let it play out. Let it play out. Yeah. Let it play out. Let it play out. Yeah. Let it play out.
pause the hangouts, but I really hope you're hanging in. It's a crazy situation. Maybe you're alone or you're with family. Either way, I hope you're fine. I hope and pray and all will be alright in time. Now you're off the hangouts, but I really hope you're hanging in. It's a crazy situation, but this is a fight that we gotta win. Maybe you're alone or you're with family. Either way, I hope you're fine. I hope and pray that all will be alright in time. Let it play out.
Are you wearing your rubber boots tonight?